This is VOA News. Sorry. This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Saturday he's seeking a major disaster declaration from U.S. President Joe Biden as an historic series of atmospheric rivers continue to wreak havoc throughout the state. A series of atmospheric rivers, rarely seen in such frequent succession, has pounded the state since December 26, killing at least 19 people and bringing floods, power outages, mudslides, evacuations, and road closures. U.S. President Joe Biden is due in the U.S. state of Georgia tomorrow, or Sunday, rather. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A White House advisor says President Biden will be the first sitting president to deliver a sermon during Sunday morning services at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. King had preached. The president will not only reflect on Dr. King's legacy, but also voting rights legislation, which has stalled on Capitol Hill. Senator Raphael Warnock issued the invitation. He presides over the church, but had kept President Biden at arm's length during the midterm elections because of the president's lagging approval ratings. And now the Atlanta appearance is notable as President Biden looks to a 2024 re-election campaign, now dogged with the disclosure that classified documents have been found at his Delaware home and a Washington, D.C. office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police say militants have shot and killed three officers on the outskirts of the Pakistani city of Peshawar. It's the latest violent incident in the restive northwest region bordering Afghanistan. Three officers died as they chased militants who had earlier attacked a police station. This is VOA News. Retired General Peter Pavel scored a narrow win over billionaire former Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in the first round of the Czech presidential election Saturday, securing a solid base for a runoff in 2 weeks. Nearly complete results showed the post does not carry executive authority but has significant powers in appointing prime ministers, central bank chiefs, and nominating judges for the constitutional court. Presidents also have a limited say in foreign affairs and are chief army commanders. Authorities in Somalia say they've seized a weapons cache allegedly buried by al-Shabaab militants at a house in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, during a joint operation. A statement from the country's National Intelligence Agency said Saturday that a team carried out an operation in Mogadishu Friday that led to the seizure of the weapons. An official with the agency told VOA that the seized content included improvised firearms, bombs, rounds of ammunition, and other explosives. China is reporting nearly 60,000 deaths from COVID-19 since early December following complaints it was failing to release data. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
China's government says while the death toll is nearly 60,000, the emergency peak of its latest surge appears to have passed. The toll included more than 5,000 deaths due to respiratory failure caused by COVID and more than 54,000 fatalities from other illnesses combined with COVID since December 8th. The National Health Commission says those deaths related to COVID occurred in hospitals, leaving open the possibility more people may have also died at home. The report also more than doubles China's official COVID death toll to more than 10,000 since the virus was first detected. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of protesters marched Saturday against Tunisian President Kais Saied's seizure of near total power in central Tunis, demanding he step down as they marked the anniversary of a key date in the 2011 revolution that brought democracy. The central avenue that is the traditional site for major demonstrations was crowded with thousands of protesters waving Tunisian flags and chanting "the people demand the fall of the regime." Protesters had pushed past police and metal barricades to reach the avenue, defying initial efforts by the authorities to keep separate several parallel protests that had been called by different political parties and civil society organizations. And a senior Ukrainian foreign ministry official says President Volodymyr Zelensky wants to visit the United Nations on the eve of the anniversary of Russia's invasion February 24th.